Hi, it's Tim with a short episode of Winning Through Culture. As I record this, the Ukrainians have been invaded by Russia and a very tragic humanitarian crisis is unfolding, not to mention the travesty of a duly elected democratic government being attacked by a totalitarian state. I just thought I would take a minute. You know, we have a lot of fun on our Winning Through Culture podcasts and enjoy sharing stories and talking about culture, but I thought I'd just take a minute to acknowledge travesty of this current situation and great danger that it serves or that it presents to the free world. And I've been watching through the lens that I tend to watch through the leadership lens as this unfolds and watching a leader who took a very aggressive stance to basically attempt to liberate a country that did not want to be liberated with very violent and unnecessarily inhumane military action. And been interested to watch the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, and how he has exemplified really all the elements of a leader that ultimately leads a culture that is all that's good in the world and all that is capable of overcoming evil. And again, looking at culture through the leadership lens, it's always interesting to see, in this case, a leader that is not backing down, is not running away from the problem and leaving his people to deal with it. He's standing in the gap and ultimately sharing some possibility, message of hope for his people. And it's obviously hard to say how this is going to turn out. You have a country that is facing a military force of overwhelming size and scope, and certainly a force that appears to be indiscriminate in its killing of innocent civilians. So as you watch this Ukrainian situation unfold, it's, again, from my little perspective of witnessing leadership, it's been an interesting one. But certainly, I wanted to just take a pause from our normal programming and just acknowledge the danger when a democracy is under siege and the danger that presents to this world. And I would encourage all of our listeners, in whatever way that you may seem moved to do so, to try and do something that might be meaningful and that may seem like you're thousands of miles away and there's nothing you can do. But we've talked about faith on this podcast, and you can pray about and pray for the people in Ukraine, pray for peace. You may feel moved to donate money, and there's certainly several humanitarian organizations that have been mobilized. There's already a million Ukrainians that have crossed the border into European countries, predominantly Poland. And I'm not going to advocate for any single humanitarian organization, but certainly encourage you to look for ways to show your solidarity with Ukrainian people, to show your solidarity for democracy and a leader that stands in the gap with other leaders in his nation to protect their sovereignty. Again, really appreciate all of our listeners on Winning Through Culture. Just wanted to take a moment today to speak to you and to just acknowledge the travesty of what's going on in this current situation. Not having any idea how it's going to turn out, but certainly attacking a nuclear power plant is a pretty scary proposition. And again, just really ultimately encouraging our listeners to show some solidarity for the Ukrainian people, for democracy all around the world, and to find your own little way of contributing to the cause. I appreciate you being a listener of Winning Through Culture and look forward to our upcoming episodes this spring. We have a great lineup planned for the balance of this year, and we will adjust accordingly as the world events unfold and to potentially tie that back into culture. But again, Winning Through Culture is all about helping people become better versions of themselves and ultimately move themselves to places where they can be impactful, relevant, and influential. So to that cause and to that end, show your solidarity for democracy and the Ukrainian people. Thanks for listening.